Kushla Tungaid Emmanuel is with us today because she's cool and we like talking with her. Thanks, Kushla, for joining us again. Tēnā koe.
Oh, probably best intro ever, Dale. Morena.
Yes.
Morena from Upper Hutt.
Yes. How cool have you been, Kushla?
Well, I'm actually a bit muckeriri today. I'm heading out to the to Huha with our leader, Chris Hipkins, to look at the animal welfare facilities out there. So it's nice to be at this part of my electorate this morning.
Tēnā koe. I don't know that part of your electorate. Tell us more. Where are you going?
It's an animal welfare thing. I'll just break down the name. You know, it's so memorable because what's the big hoo-ha? Helping you help animals. So it's gonna be a little bit ironic. I've actually come to the warehouse to buy me some gumboots, Dale. I was thinking, heckama, it's like being at home. Apparently, we got to get ready to muck in. Then we're going to go and do a visit, look at school lunches, and then we're going to go to Pātaka Kai, which will be great for me to get back to. That's one of the places I visited a couple of times during the campaign. And even then, they were very much under the pump. So be good to see how they're faring now, particularly with school lunches under threat.
Hey, listen, I'm a bit concerned because the warehouse sell blue bands, not red bands.
I know.
You know, they'll think that you're from the National Party if you turn up with blue bands on, Kushla.
This is an emergency. I'll keep them well and truly hidden after this. I wouldn't even wear them to a Coast game.
Oh. Now that you say, good on you. Good on you. Hey, so help you help animals. Tell us more. How's this fit together?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm tagging along with the Labor leader's office, so I guess this is just something he wanted to come along and see. You know, animal welfare often gets forgotten, so I'll be able to fill you in more about how that goes. Speaking of which, I promised you an update on Tom Jones. He is 83. There has been some criticism. I suppose I wasn't expecting as much as others. Perhaps I thought he was great for an 83-year-old. You know, Sex Bomb might not have been as dynamic as it might have been when he did it at 73, but I thought he still put on a good show.
Okay. There was no throwing of intimate garments onto the stage.
No, well, not from where I was sitting.
Okay, fair enough. Enough about Tom. Hey, listen, encouragingly, I note the Gisborne District Council has come out in support of Māori wards. Are there other councils still supporting this kaupapa, ensuring there's Māori representation? But it was encouraging to hear Gisborne come out and front foot this. How whakaro?
Yeah, I'm very encouraging, proud of Tai Awhiti. You know, even though having spoken to Rawinia Ratahi Prata, who's one of the Māori ward councillors, you know, she said whatever happens, they will fight to stay at their table and, you know, to support others being at their table. So ngā mihi nui to Gisborne District Council. I do know that Hutt City Council, while they haven't had the election yet, they have supported Māori wards this year. And the interesting kōrero they had there, Dale, was the fact that they already have four Māori councillors. So they were actually worried this might reduce the level of representation. But I understand, I haven't heard anything to the contrary that Kahungunu area councils will oppose them. I mean, as you know, we've talked about the fact that Heather's standing in the Māori seat. So I imagine that the support will still be there.
Thanks, Kushla. I wondered also if we might talk about Te Karaka. You mentioned Te Karaka before. More important than Tom Jones, perhaps, feeling a little bit left out of the areas that the GDC are currently in consultation with, yet the community devastated by the floods. And I guess there's been some nervousness too because of the heavy weather that Westland are copping, Taranaki now, but because of the way that our nation's configured, you know, the East Coast is always vulnerable. But what can you tell us about Te Karaka?
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely, you know, that rain anxiety is still very real for a lot of our communities. I wasn't aware that they weren't on that schedule initially, but I did reach out to Mariette Stoltz, and I'm happy to report that at the time, I mean, this was already happening before I phoned her, that Te Karaka does have a consultation hui this Saturday between 9 and 12, so that's a great outcome.
Who's going to be there?
I imagine, you know, they're a very well-organised community. So I imagine that Premier Wehi will be there as someone who was very much on the ground, Willie Taho, and probably the many affected. One thing that's resulted as great, from great advocacy in that community is that a lot of the whānau who were not insured are now back in their homes. So at the last conversation I had, while not necessarily back in their own home on their own whenua, they had all their people out of motels. So very progressive community. I'm glad to see that. I'm sure that the relationship moving forward with the council will see great results for the community. But I think this highlights too, Dale, that the strength of iwi and hapu in providing solutions. So the value and the necessity for local and central government to work with them.
Tēnā koe. To Taketemu Marae from Wairoa, talking about their anguish at trying to get assistance to rebuild the marae. Any updates from Wairoa?
Yeah, very sad. I was able to catch up with Denise again just to follow up because during my last visit, you know, whānau are still working on the upkeep of Taketemu Marae, but the reality is their ablutions have been completely obliterated as a result of Gabriel. And, you know, that's one of the tino whare. You really can't function. So it's non-operational at the moment. The bill that for that that they're seeking is $1 million. Sadly, they were unable to secure funding through DIA at this stage. So, you know, there is a recovery fund available. So I'm hoping I'm going to be putting questions to the minister to see if he'll broaden the criteria to support this, because this is definitely a recovery project. You know, Taketemu Marae is, well, it's been described by Dean Whiting as a national treasure. And the reality, as are all our marae, but the reality, Dale, is everyone benefits from the use of marae, and we saw that during COVID, during the floods, during Gabriel. So I think this is an opportunity for Tamapōtaka to step up and do some advocacy in this area. I know that Minister Mitchell's visited Wairoa twice, so I think this will be a great opportunity for him to show some investment back into that community, as Labor did, you know, investing $15 million into marae support projects.
Ka pai, thanks very much for your kōrero today, sis. Also, I know that you are the spokesperson on forestry. Any forestry issues that you've been rolling through since last we spoke?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've had a couple of inquiries about just the lack of communication out to the industry around what's available now under the current government. You know, there has been a lack of awareness that indeed the debris cleanup fund, the processing growth fund is still available. So it's been really good to be able to connect people with those answers with the minister, and just getting my groove going with the system of the written parliamentary questions, you know, and just learning that that's still a really great way to get people's views to ministers and get answers without necessarily having to do it in the House.
Great catching up with you, Kushla. Have a good week. We'll talk again soon. Te Tohine, Mauri Ora Kakwe.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora koutou.
Tēnā koe. Kushla Tengai Emanuel with us, the MP for Ikiro Rāwhiti.